This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us and, you know, on the air and in the chat room, paying attention, watching what's happening more than you know. You know, I started to say in the last hour how much you have to, why you have to be involved. Why this is such a big deal. Why you have to get involved in you know, what's going on in the races. You know what I'm saying? Because it's getting to the point where people are voting, they're voting party. Seriously. They're simply voting party. And they're not voting issues. They're not taking the time to learn what the issues are. Don't be like them. Let's make sure we do know what the issues are. I mean, otherwise, as I always say, we are them. You're exactly what you're railing against. Now, I don't know about you, that makes absolutely no sense to me. And I'm usually not the smartest guy. I mean, I'm mostly not the smartest guy in the room. But again, I do appreciate the time. You know, what's happening on our college campuses, for instance, and I talk to a lot of people that have kids in college, and they go, ah, you know, Joe, I listen to the stuff that you say. I'm not so sure I believe you. Well, don't believe me. They're your kids. Why don't you go out, instead of not being sure that you believe me, don't believe me. Go out and check it on your own, because I'll tell you what. I've got a couple of close friends of mine that catch the show from time to time, and they always say the same thing to me. Hey, would you send me the link for that article, you know, they can go up and get it, but would you send me the link for that article and that kind of thing? And I tell them, look, the links are up there, but yeah, let me do that. And I send it to them, and they say, oh my God, I didn't know this was happening. Once you listen to the show, and you would know it was happening. And two is, if you've got kids in college, you've got kids out there in the real world, as they say, aren't you helping them? Aren't you watching over them? Aren't you taking care of them? Really? This is, look at, in California, if you live in California, if your kids go to school in California, California colleges, and you're invested in California, you better pay attention. I'll tell you why, because, I mean, it's really, look at this. Bad enough that you already know what's going on college campuses, right? But California's now moving closer to mandating on-campus abortion services. So, you know, it's not good enough that you actually have the morning after pill and you've got all these other things going on college campuses, primal scream week, sex week, how to use sex tools properly. I mean, seriously. Anyway, 40 students from 14 universities lobbied the California Assembly in support of a bill that would require public universities to have health centers and to have those health centers provide abortion services. So SB 320, it was proposed last year by State Senator Connie Leyva, and it would force all public colleges in California with health centers to supply non-surgical medical abortions. Now, you go, okay, it's non-surgical, it's just a pill, it's the morning. Yeah, but you know what? When does it move on from that? When does it move into the high schools? When are you going to wake up and realize this stuff never just does anything? It grows. It becomes like a fungus. It never stops. They give out the morning after pills. They're used in the early term. Non-surgical abortions, they're going to utilize to terminate a pregnancy within the first 10 weeks of gestation. Now, the state Senate passed the bill in January. The state Assembly Health Committee voted to advance the bill just last week. Right, these bills get in the committee, they're massaged, they're changed, they're moved around a bit, they're waiting to see who's coming up with the money for them. These bills, the supporters claim that the private school donor has promised to cover related expenses to ensure compliance with state law mandating. Gee, I wonder who the private donors are. Who's the ones that are going to be, you know the old saying, right? Follow the money. Where's, you want to know where the money's coming from? And why they'd be willing to put up the money? Follow the money. Stories out of Campus Reform. And it's previously reported on members of the UC Berkeley student government, they're long advocates for such a bill. They love this stuff. They haven't seen an abortion yet they don't like. They even suggest that school administrators should take a pay cut to fund the campus abortion. Well, that'll kill it right there. Right? Those are union people. Good luck. Statewide measure was inspired by a more recent UC Berkeley student government resolution, a 2016 measure calling for medical abortion services at the school health center. I was able to meet a few peers who attempted to get an abortion through the student health center, and they faced a lot of hurdles, mostly bureaucratic, before they were able to get the abortion. Good. Good. I mean, seriously, I'm going to go right back to what I've always said. You guys keep on to push Roe versus Wade into my face. Oh, you guys want to overturn Roe versus Wade. No. Actually, I tell you what. Why don't you for once adhere to it instead of lying about it? It was never passed. It was supposed to pass when the mom's life was in danger, not when they were having a mental freak out. It was not passed to become the method of birth control for college kids. They were not supposed to be on demand anytime and as many as you want. That was not the goal of that law. It might have been by the people who were pushing it. Really, seriously, this is the part, this is why I have a chapter in my book, Why Does the Left Have to Lie to Win? That's what it boils down to. You lie to win. Why? Why twist the story? Why? I just had somebody lie on me from the left to think that they were going to win, but problem was, there were too many witnesses around, and they will never apologize for that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you, whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. 877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
Oh, come on. You know you like it. I know some of you are envisioning the roller rink. Right? With that... All the colors going around, right? You got your four-wheel roller skates on. Not roller blades. Not inline, but roller skates, right? Come on, think back. All right, now get over it. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I really do. I know there's other things you could be doing and probably should be doing, but you've chosen this show, and that shows me the high IQ level that you have. So, you know, some of the stuff that we're seeing just makes me crazy. And eventually we'll figure out how to push back. What do you think? Right? So do you guys know that Joe Scarborough, right? What is he? Does that show on MSNBC? It's called Morning Joe. And he just, again, slamming Trump, slamming his supporters, calling them all racist, which is really kind of funny because when you really get down to it, the word that they use the most, right? Racist and what's the other one? Race fascist. That makes them sound smart too, right? And if you look at the really what they're saying and what's being done, the term racism is the belief in the superiority of one race over another, right? And the dictionary actually adds something, a term. You ready for this one? It says, today, the use of the term racism does not easily fall under a single definition. In other words, it's saying you can use it for whatever you want, right? And that seems to be how everything is. Remember, I told you, they don't see the book is coming true. What's the first chapter in the book? Absolutes? Absolutely not. Hey, you're going to see that I've been watching this happen. I called it out, and I said, you know, if you really think about this, they don't want, the minute they have, what's the word on the ground? The minute you have absolutes or definitions to these terms that you can quantify, you're dead. Because all of a sudden, guess what? Now there's a right or wrong. Right now, there's a true or false. Now there's a good and evil. We can't have any of those terminologies in with the way they want it. Nobody's really bad, well, except for Republicans. Nobody's really evil, well, except for conservatives. Think about it. And when you move through that, and you can't pin those on anybody, now you start calling them names. Like I said, the name of the book is Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Think about that. You know, ramblings means that, you know, what I say really has no meaning to it. They say it. They don't use that as much as they use right-wing Bible-thumping and white guy. Because those are all supposed to be scare labels. You know, you don't go to any... Oh, don't hang out with him. He's a Bible-thumper. That guy over there, God, he is your stereotypical white guy. Come on, think about it. Oh, man, I'm not going down there. There's a bunch of right-wingers that hang out down there. They give those names to us as labels to scare other people away. Let's pick up another term like fascism. They love to throw that term all over the place, right? It's a form of, they say, it's a form of radical authoritarian nationalism, right? Characterized by dictatorial power, and you force other people to do what you want them to do. Right? Now, some dictionaries, that's funny because it isn't the same in all. One says, fascism definition, a governmental system led by a dictator having complete power, forcibly suppressing opposition and criticism. Gee, I wonder who did that. Right, some of you guys on the left right now are going, oh, yeah, Trump. Well, and Obama did that, right? He forced it oppressed through the IRS, through regulations, right, through executive orders. I mean, we go through them all if you want to. We just don't have the time. They dictate to us how we should do, what should we do, how do we take care of our kids. Look, in California, if you have same-sex attraction and you want to go, you're a teenage. Matter of fact, I don't think, I'd have to look it up, but I don't think you can go at all anymore. But if you have same-sex attraction, let's say, God forbid, you decided maybe that's not right for me. I've got the same-sex attraction. I want some help with it. You can't go get help. You can't. It's illegal. State says that you can't. Now, you can go to your pastor for help because it's a religious thing. I don't know how much longer that's going to be, though. But aren't they telling you that what you want for yourself is wrong? Isn't that what they're doing to you? When you can't make your own decisions, isn't that wrong? And they'll tell you stuff like, well, that kind of conversion never works. I don't know what kind of conversion you're talking about. If they're talking about prayer, if they're talking about reaching out to God, if they're talking about supernatural changes, you can't say it never works because there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds that it has worked on. So you can't say it doesn't work. Back to where I was at, though, between fascism and racism. These are terms that they use. And again, the dictionary even said, one of the dictionaries even said that today it has a different meaning. You can't lock it down. Well, then why have it in a dictionary? Isn't that the whole idea? We use words so that we have, you know, we have these meanings that we don't have to write 300 words around to get the meaning of the one word out there. Racism is flat out believing that your race is superior to another. That's racism. You don't get to tag me as a racist because I say I don't believe in certain things. Or I listen, here's the beauty. I want you to think about this. There is a certain management style in politics that believes that African Americans slash black people cannot do it on their own. They need a leg up. They constantly need help. They need affirmative action. They need food stamps. They need, you know, help finding a job or whatever. That is exactly what you hear in the speeches from one particular political management style. Now, you got another political management style that says, you know what? I don't care what color you are. You want help at a community college level? You want education or opportunity for education? We'll make sure you get that. And we'll stand behind you and we'll protect you and we'll support you with that. But you have to do it because you want to. And you know what? Most psychiatrists will tell you, you can't make changes for somebody else. You have to do this yourself for yourself. I'm going to calm down. I'll be back in a little bit. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
The president taking the mainstream media to task for overlooking the families of loved ones killed by illegal immigrants, saying,
"The American victims of illegal immigration. Your loved ones have not died in vain. You know, you hear the other side, you never hear this side."
The president holding an event with these angel families Friday at the White House. The White House, meantime, saying 500 migrant children and parents being reunited. ICE caseworkers working to put children back together with their parents. A letter saying more than 15% of the total number of families that have been separated have been brought back together so far. Other parents being given a flyer asking them to contact ICE to help them locate their children. And the European Union imposing higher taxes on American products in retaliation of the president's tariffs on imported steel and aluminum. These taxes only on certain U.S. products. This is USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
Caused an explosion.
Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
I want to be elected. Yeah, not really. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Truly, really, be part of the conversation. Be part of the process. Be part of the conversation. Whatever you need to do to get involved and engaged, do it. It's that simple. It ain't that hard. Anyway, so... I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with us and sending me stories and getting involved in all that. Before we went to break, we were talking about Morning Joe, Joe Scarborough, again taking a shot at Trump supporters and Trump himself. He broad brushes and calls us all racist. Has no real meaning. Has no real reason. The scathing comments during the Morning Joe with Scarborough co-host with Mika Brzezinski came amid a highly controversial immigration debate over the administration's zero-tolerance policy that led to... Now, this is not new. Now, Obama didn't call it zero-tolerance. I mean, he finally just cracked out and said, okay, enough of this stuff. Why have a law? Why have a policy if you're not going to enforce it? Either wipe or scrub the policy or enforce it. Scarborough leveled that people cannot say, oh, I'm just supporting him because he's giving them hell in Washington. No, he's been openly racist, just like we said back in December 2015. How? Where? No, really, think about it. Where has Trump been openly racist? And since there's no real meaning to racist, I don't know how you define that with him. Right? The host shared similar remarks earlier in the show, following a discussion about the whereabouts of the separated children. You know, if he would do some homework, he would find out we know where the kids are. He doesn't necessarily have a right to know where the kids are. These are the same guys that I'm sure would have covered for Obama by saying, hey, well, we're sure the administration's got it covered and got them taken care of. And they would have moved on. They wouldn't have allowed it to get this far. For Obama, anyway. He said, it's unbelievable, and you know the wretchedness of what Donald Trump has done here. And I must add, those who are supporting Donald blindly claiming that sending young children to places 2,000 miles away from where their parents are is like sending them to summer camp. The wretchedness of that mindset. Well, listen. Sorry, Joe. But if they truly come from a war-torn, crime-torn city or what have you, coming here is like going to a summer camp, isn't it? You're able to play outside without worrying about being shot. Unlike the kids in Chicago that you never talk about. This is a big deal for them to come here. I get it. But don't make it sound like this is new. This is something that President Trump just came up with. You guys just didn't have the cojones or didn't have enough integrity to cover it under Obama. That's the problem. When President Trump calls you fake news, no kidding, really? You are fake news. What are you reporting on here? What did you report on here? Nothing. You've not reported on a reality here. Where are those kids? Those kids are easily found by HHS, not by you. You don't have a right to know where they're at. Right? I mean, seriously. What about the 10,000 kids who came up without parents? You want to talk about them? No. Of course you don't. And when you saw the stream of so-called kids that they were putting in vans, they didn't look very kiddy to me. They looked more like they were, you know, late teens, early 20s. But I guess mentally maybe they were kids. I don't know. Right? I'll tell you what. I'm so tired and been so rubbed raw by most of these people. My attitude is throw it to the wall. Bring the immigration. Look, they've got enough votes to take it in the Congress. They may not have enough to take it in the Senate. Get away from procedure. 51 votes and move on. If they don't like it, too bad. But unless you guys make a change, look, the people, the independents, and the more moderate Democrats voted for you Republicans to get something accomplished. What are you waiting for? And the other thing that I know for truth is there are hundreds of bills that Congress has passed. They're sitting at the Senate. The Senate's doing nothing with them. This is why I've said McConnell needs to go. What in God's creation is he still doing here if he's not doing anything? And he's not doing anything. I mean, he has built up, Joe goes on to say, the momentum to the point where now he's the president of the United States of America, who took our country on a collision course downhill, tearing at every seam, being the president who abused little children. She said, well, that was Mika. Yeah. And you see, in this White House, it's just a sinking ship. Yes, Mika, I know. Like he would never be president. Like the economy would tank under his presidency. Like he was never going to be able to get jobs back where they needed to be. You guys are so delusional. You give him credit for nothing. You touted the other guy as a saint. I don't want to tell you a little. I want to tell you a lot about the other guy. But see, you won't admit to any of this. That's the other thing, too. You can't argue with somebody who won't argue with facts. When President Obama took office, we were $10 trillion in debt. By the time he left, we were over 20. Right? The debt ratio for U.S. citizens was $31,000 when he showed up. It was $61,000 when he left. People who are participating in working, when he showed up, it was 65%. When he left, it was 62. Home ownership rate took a nosedive. It was 67 when he showed up. It was 63 when he left. This is the wonderful God that they have known as Obama. This is what he left us with that everybody was so enamored with. And that's why I said to you, the Mayans were right. About 2012, you know, the earth didn't explode. It just started spinning in reverse, and everything good is now bad, and everything bad is now good. The median household income when President Blamo took office was 57,000. When he left, it was 54. Average health insurance rate was $12,000 when he took office, $18,000 when he left. How is that Affordable Care Act working out for you? Tax to benefits ratio was 40%, less than 40% when he took office. It was over 60% when he left. Food stamp dependence, this is the one I love. We were doing so good that we had to take care of other Americans because they couldn't do it on their own. 32 million people were on food stamps when he took office. 43 million people, 43 and a half when he left. These are all, you can find all these. These are all at the U.S. Treasury Department, U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, U.S. Department of Agriculture, the U.S. Congressional Budget Office. They have all these numbers there. There were 38 million people living in poverty when he took office. 45 million were living in poverty when he left. And yet, on his way out, in his farewell speech, you want to talk, you know, him and his delusional followers actually believe the line that he said, the American people are much better off today than before I took office 8 years ago. I joke about this, but it's true. They use a different dictionary. They don't use the same dictionary we use. They use a totally different dictionary. Because that doesn't sound like it's better. Right? We were around well over 200 years to amass a $10 trillion debt, and in 10 years, he doubled it. I'm believing and hoping that Trump doesn't lose anything, but you know, I got to say, when you're headed off the cliff, you don't care how much you have to spend to stop that thing from happening, right? So when these yo-hos try to make it sound like it's worked, but look, there's not one shred of evidence in here. Nothing. Nothing to back up any of his claims of racism or other things. And he goes on to speak about the Press Secretary Sarah Sanders and why is she lying so much? But yet he points to nothing. So, they've brought it on themselves. They're not honored anymore. They're not trusted anymore. Why? Because they brought it on themselves. I'm Joe Messina, your host. I am not the fake media. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight.
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
Listening to The Real Side on GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. There are no free rides. Get over it. Well, there aren't. You hear that guy yelling? Come on, take a free ride. There ain't no free rides. You're going to pay for it somewhere, someplace, somehow. That's guaranteed. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. And that's really the only way you kind of understand what's going on. When you're part of the conversation, you get to hear what other people think. Well, I guess if you're listening to this one, you only hear what I think. No, but I try to read what other people think. And that's where you get involved. You know, they've been working on this for a while, and there are other states that are going to follow suit. And I think this is just hilarious. We're going to stop him. Can you imagine, again, if we did a third to President Obama, what they're doing to President Trump, they would use the word racist in every other word in every other sentence. Because, see, with President Obama, anything that you fought him on, it was simply because you hated black people. And frankly, even if you were a black person and you didn't like him, you were racist. Which I always thought was funny because it's the only word they knew how to use. And the same thing when you hear Xander Gibb. Here's an openly gay man. And whenever he talked about Obama or was on the same page as Obama, They called him homophobic, which shows me they have nothing. All they have is words. No meaning behind it. They're enraged by everything, and all they got is words. So they're putting every obstacle in this place to keep this guy from succeeding. And it ain't working. See, my attitude is, let them go. Let them do all of this stuff. Because the more they do this stuff, the less they focus on actually winning an election. Kind of where my head's at. And if they don't focus on winning the election, then we slam them again. And we'll beat them again. And we'll beat them again. And we'll beat them again. Because they have no facts to run on. They got nothing to work with. Just that it makes them feel bad. And you know how we legislated on a regular basis. I mean, look at last month, the Democrats loved a porn star, right? They were all over it. That was not a month, about like 2 months worth. This month, they're all about family values, aren't they? Right? It's all about ripping family apart. Well, there's one thing you can say about the Democrats. They're flexible. You know what I mean? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 5563. So in Rhode Island, they decided that they passed a bill to keep Trump off the 2020 ballot. Now, they can't keep him off just because they don't like him. Right? And the problem is, I don't know how they're going to really pull this off. This will get pushed at the Supreme Court. See, because the Constitution calls out who's eligible to run and who's not. The state doesn't get to put obstacles up. Right, you simply need to be, you know, an American citizen born here. You have to be of a certain age. I mean, really, what are you going to do? Put up all kinds of? Is every state going to have a different identifier as to what you have, what you have to fall in line with? No, it's not going to work. And I'm so glad to see this. The U.S. Marshals are looking for the man who threatened to put a bullet in Donald Trump's head. See, they're so deranged, and they say stuff that goes, it's no big deal. It's all a big deal. You know why? Because it was a big deal under Obama. So if it was a big deal under Obama, it should be a big deal under Trump. In case those lefties that are listening and you don't have a dictionary, equality means the same for all. You don't get to play by the rules when you want to. You don't get to decide what's right or wrong, no matter what the rules are for whites or for blacks or for Asians or whatever. It's the same for everybody. The bill passed the House 34-3. It requires the president and the vice president to make their tax returns public. The legislation led sponsor is Senator Gail Golden, who was not a Republican. She's a Democrat. Note that every president candidate since Richard Nixon there's the key word, lady, voluntarily released their tax returns. And let's bear in mind, too, whether it's Donald Trump or whoever, that they weren't simple tax returns. Right? And you had no problem. Funny thing about it is that when Hillary was running, her tax returns were simple. You know why? Because the foundation paid for everything. She didn't have to go into investments other than the percentage of the foundation that they owned. Because the foundation paid for it all. Their travel, 99% of their travel was on the foundation. Nobody thought that to be odd or anything else. You know what I mean? Just amazing people. And there's no rhyme or reason in what they do. Here's proof. Okay, Michigan State University. They're now requiring its MSU Extension program employees to spend $75 of their own money to attend a multicultural self-awareness workshop. I'd look at them and go, no. I don't subscribe to psychobabble, especially made-up stuff. Right? I mean, and you want me to give you $75 of my money? And it's a 2-day workshop? You know why? What they want you to understand and recognize what multiculturalism is all about. And they don't want you to recognize the similarities between the two, or three, or four. They don't want you to look for things that pull you together. They want to show you the things that push you apart. Why one is worse than the other. It's a two-day seminar, and it's going to teach ways in which to view interactions with people different from themselves over the course of 15 hours. Talk about reprogramming. The emphasis will be put on differences rather than similarities. The workshop focuses on the individual and helps explore belief systems about multiculturalism to identify feelings and values that from a multicultural perspective. The intensive learning experience focuses on increasing awareness of several areas of prejudice, discrimination, oppression, including racism, sexism, classism, heterosexism, ableism, and any other word they can come up with. do they realize? No, they do. Actually, maybe they don't. Maybe they don't realize how this sounds. According to the event description, MSU Extension employees are expected to participate fully in the workshop. No phone calls, no meetings, no interruptions. Right? Can't take any urgent calls. Participants are encouraged to reflect on how they learn to admit about human differences and on the widespread tendency to view differences within a monocultural view are better, unless then, normal thinking. I don't understand any of this. I mean, seriously, I don't get why I have to go to a class. If you'd stop shoving stuff down our throats, if you'd stop forcing us trying to make us believe your way of thinking, that you're right and the rest of us are wrong, which, by the way, is fascism, but we could work this stuff out. You guys are the ones that get in the way. You guys on the far left that think you have to reprogram, you're the ones that are in the way. You're the ones that are making this worse. You are the gasoline on an open flame. You won't admit to it, I'm sure. Anyway, it's stuff like this that you need to watch out for your kids. You need to look at what they're, you know, many, many, many of you. And I don't want to hear about how bad you feel. Many of you are paying for your kids' college education. You're paying for your kids' college experience. Right? You're paying for the dorms, their food, whatever, 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 credit card expense. Some of you are even paying for them to go on spring break, which I don't get at all. You're paying for all of this. You say you don't agree with this line of thinking. Why don't you grab that little person that's soon to be an adult, take them home with you, make them sit in front of you and go, look, is this going on at your college? Are you participating in this? Because if you are, it's time for you to get two or three jobs to pay for this yourself, because I'm not flushing my money down the toilet. That simple. I'm always amazed. Hey, guys, thank you so much for being with me. I always appreciate the time that you spend with me, your input, whether it's in Facebook or our chat room or whatever we have going on. I do appreciate the comments that you send over afterward. Joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. Check us out on the website. Comment on the articles there. Check us out on Facebook. Any place. We are all over the place. God bless. Have a great rest of the day and a very safe weekend.